Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Reish Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. We're going to talk about the bracha on a new baby. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Yalda Ishto Zachar Mevarech Hatov Yametiv V'gamhi Tzricha Levarech Kain. If one's wife gives birth to a baby boy, he should say Hatov Yametiv, and his wife should also say the bracha. The Rama comments, V'meisa Ishto Belidta Mevarech Shachianu V'rachmana Litzlan. The mother passes away during the childbirth, so then the husband would say Shachianu, Dohaleka Hatova Le'achrine, because in that case, unfortunately, no one else stands to benefit besides him. Similarly, if Rachmana Litzlan, the father, passes away before the mother gives birth, he mivorecha shachiyanu, the mother says shachiyanu. There are those who said that we are lenient about this bracha because it is not an obligation, but rather only an option. And from that became the minhag that many are lenient about saying these brachos. Explains the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. Yoldav afilu lo ra be'atmo, rak shama kashahaya be'ir acheres. Even if the father did not see the birth, but rather just heard about it in a different city, nonetheless, he says, Atov yamite v'chein b'meshem v'vor b'siv beis, and the same applies to what we're going to see in Siv beis. Mishnah Berurah of Katan beis, zachar, midusas ma'aposke, mashmad afilu ha'ilo kama zacharim, v'tayu she'ivali lo bas, k'dei she'kai mitzvah spirit v'rivya, afilu hachi, im nolad bas, in mevarech al zeh. From the lack of qualification of the poskim, it's implied that even if a couple has many boys and they want to have a girl in order to be mekayim, to fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu, nonetheless, when eventually they do have a girl, they do not say the bracha of hatov yamitiv. Mikomakom nearly pasha, the bepam rishon kishroa sa mevarich berka shachiyano. However, it seems simple that the first time around, when they see the new girl, the new daughter, they would say the bracha of shachiyano, the migora mimi shroa sa chaviru la'acha shoshim yom samech beriyo. Is this any worse? Is this any less than the joy that one experiences when seeing a friend for the first time in 30 days when he would say Shachianu as well? Getting to some of the footnotes over here, footnote 4, do you say Shachianu upon hearing about the birth of a daughter if you don't see the girl? So Shulchan Aruch Rav says no. What if one has many daughters already? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says that nonetheless he would say Shachianu upon seeing one's new daughter. Does a woman say Shachianu when seeing her daughter for the first time? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, footnote 5, says yes. Do you say Shachianu when seeing a grandchild for the first time? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in that footnote says no. What if you hear about the birth of a son and then you see that son within 30 days of receiving the news? So you said Atov Yamitiv when you heard the news. Do you say Shachianu when seeing the sun? So Sharat Tzion, Nrish Chaf Hesif Vav, has a suffix about that. What do you do if you have twins? Reb Nissen Karelitz says you say Atov Yamitiv, but not Shachianu. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you say Atov Yamitiv for the boy and Shachianu if there is a girl. What if you mistakenly said Atov Yamitiv on the birth of a daughter? Reb Nissen Karelitz says that in that case you would not say Shachianu instead of Atov Yamitiv. And what if you mistakenly said Shachianu on the birth of a son instead of Atov Yamitiv? Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Karelitz say that you are Yotze, you don't say Atov Yamitiv. What if you have a girl after many years of having no children? So footnote 3, Rav Yashiv says that in that case you can say Atov Yamitiv. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that even in that case you should not say Atov Yamitiv. Footnote 9, when does one say Atov Yamitiv on twin boys? So Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky say that you wait until the birth of the second boy in order to say Atov Yamitiv. What if you hear about the birth of a son, but it's only through via Chilul Shabbos that you heard the news? So Rav Yashiv says you should wait until after Shabbos to say Atov Yamitiv. You shouldn't appear to benefit from an act of Chilul Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, Mevarech Atov Yamitiv, Hatov Lo, Denicha LeBezachar, Vegam Tov La, Shegam La, Nicha Beven Zachar. You say Hatov Yamitiv on the birth of a boy because you benefit and your wife benefits. Vafilu Hayelahim Kvar Kamabanim, even if you have already had many sons. Vain Beprimagadim, Dafilum Loberch Tekev Kishama, Gamki Nevarech Lechulayama, Da'atayan Atov and Mshechas. The Primagadim says that even if you did not make the bracha immediately, nonetheless, you say the bracha afterwards because the goodness, the joy continues. So until when can you say it? So the Morik Tzia says 3 days. Ktzos HaShulchan says as long as you're still involved in the news of the birth and you haven't become distracted from it. Kaf HaChaim says as long as the joy is still deeply felt. Continuing now in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalid, v'meisa ishto, yes, Omram Dam Mechaber Paligazel Sfira Leidafilu Meisa Ishto Belito Befarichatov Yamiti because the Sfira Leigam Kinataz Ladina. So some say that according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz says this explicitly, that even if Rachmana Litzlan, the mother passes away during childbirth, the father would still say Atov Yamitiv. Why? Because the mother still benefits from the fact that she left a child, a boy, in the world. However, Rav Yaakov Emden disagrees. The Birkas Hatov Yamitiv nitkan rak al hanar gashmis, v'lo al hanar ruchanis levad. Hatov Yamitiv is established only for a physical benefit, not for a spiritual benefit. The other poskim hold like their Rama that Hatov Yamitiv is not said in that case. Hey, belidta milosh on zemash malachor de misa is a shos achari dosa mavar Hatov Yamitiv the mikomakom nicha hayala mikodem shemisa ve'ein bever alacha. So, from the Shulchan Aruch or from the Rama's language, it's implied that if Rachmana Litzlan, the mother, passes away a few hours after giving birth, then Atov Yamitiv would be said because for those few hours she benefited from having her son in the world. First, the father would say Daina Emes on the loss of his wife, and then he would say Shachianu on the birth of his son. The reason why you prioritize Daina Emes to Shachianu is because Daina Emes is an obligation, whereas Shachianu, according to some, is just a rishus. Zayin bevrachazol perush beberka Shachianu mipnei shehi rak rishus. People are lenient about this bracha of Shachianu because it's only a rishus. Sheikar bevrach Shachianu nitkan adover ababis man asman kumadim chadoma. The real mekoy of Shachianu was instituted only for those things that come from time to time, like a holiday. And it's from this that many are lenient about all of these brachos. Aval eino nachon, however, it's not proper. Demai deitmar b'gemara shi rishus itmar, because only that which the Gemara says is a rishus is that which is a rishus. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Next time around, we'll continue. Be'ezus Hashem, Reish Chav Gimel Sif Beis. Have a wonderful day.